previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Can interest rates continue to fall? The Reserve Bank has trimmed another 25 basis points off the repo rate, 0.25%, taking it down to 6.75%. The prime rate offered by the banks falls to 10.25%. It is the fourth such cut this year, and the decision was unanimous. Speaking after the rate cut announcement, Reserve Bank Governor Lisette Chikhanyako said it's been a turbulent year for the global economy, but in emerging markets, unlike major economies, inflation had eased. Meanwhile, in Johannesburg, a top American business leader has praised South Africa's business ambition, sophistication, and knowledge. Gary Littman was speaking at the B20 Business Summit ahead of this weekend's G20 Leaders Summit. He's especially notable because not only is he vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the largest business organization in the world, he also takes over as the next B20 Sherpa from South Africa's current Sherpa, Cas Kuvadia. Sherpa, diplomat slang for organizer, usually the person or persons who do all the prep work behind the scenes ahead of the leader's arrival. Littman told the audience that the distinction between the global north and the global south is no longer that important. Worth noting that while Donald Trump has banned all U.S. government officials from attending the G20 summit, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce had a very large number of members at the B20. Littman said it was the role of bodies like the B20 to make political leaders understand why they need to allow companies to achieve their business goals. Perhaps he'll take that message back to Washington. And on that note, South Africa's table grape industry is to make an urgent appeal to the U.S. Trade Representative for the inclusion of our table grapes in the recent easing of certain tariffs. It also wants to clarify how the recent exemptions were determined. South African oranges, originally on the tariff list, were excluded. Grapes were left on. On the markets, the JSE All Share closed slightly softer, down 0.1%, the top 40 down 0.25%. London's FTSE up about the same. But in New York, the breaks have gone on. The Dow is down 0.8%, the S&P 500 down 1.6%, the Nasdaq down 2.2%. Tokyo this morning down 2.2%, ditto Hong Kong, Sydney down 1.5%. US dollar unchanged at 1.15 to the euro, the rand easier, 17.25 to the dollar, 19.89 to the euro, 22.57 to sterling. Gold at 4,054, platinum 1514, Brent crude oil just over 6,250, and Bitcoin down another 5% to 85,900.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.